He was a big piece of my life. Your tributes to Liam Payne. Date modified colon 2024-10-17T18:4032.576Z. Description colon fans pay tribute to the One Direction singer, with many saying he played a prominent role in their childhood. Comma dot, he was a big piece of my life. Your tributes to Liam Payne, Getty Images. For many of those paying tribute to Liam Payne, the One Direction star reminded them of their childhood. The boy band played a large part in their lives as children and teenagers, and because of this, Payne's death at the age of 31 has come as a shock to them. Fans of the singer have been speaking to BBC News with their thoughts. Izzy Hawksworth, from Sheffield, said she is in shock over the death of Payne, who was a big piece of her life. As an 8-year-old, she came to love the boy band, watching and voting for them every week on The X Factor in 2010. She also remembers downloading their weekly performances to her Nokia brick phone. Follow live updates on this story. Liam Payne's family pay tribute to a funny and brave soul, boy band star who had The X Factor. Full transcript of 911 call made moments before star fell. Final Snapchats shared from Argentina. One distinct memory is when her parents surprised her with tickets to the X Factor live tour. She said it was crazy seeing them in the flesh. She added that the day after the concert at school, people brought in their signed merchandise and showed their pictures. Definitely in primary school it, the fandom was like how the Swifties are. She went on to see the band multiple times, dropped to the floor when Zayn Malik left the band, and was equally upset when the group split. Despite not seeing Payne in concert as a solo artist, the now 21-year-old still felt connected to him because he felt like part of her childhood. He's always been a constant part of my life. It's quite nostalgic listening to those songs and takes me back to when you are younger. Because of that, I feel a big piece of myself has sort of gone. Izzy Hawksworth. Izzy Hawksworth says she remembers voting for the band every week on The X Factor. One Direction superfan Faith May, 21, from Surrey, said she cried when heard about Payne's death, with the news coming as an awful shock. She remembers watching the video diaries of Payne and the group on The X Factor and learning about their different personalities. A lot of people will be like it's just a celebrity, but it's not true. It's like going through the stages of grief for someone you love. It's exactly the same. As a girl, Faith admitted to being obsessed with the boy band. She said, One Direction wallpaper, I had a One Direction hairdryer, anything you can think of. They had a 1D day, a whole day for One Direction, and I remember staying up all night. It was such a big thing. The hold they had over young girls, young people, and even mums and dad, it was a worldwide sensation. She also remembers begging her dance teacher to dance to Payne's first solo single Strip That Down, and admits she had been living in hope there would be a One Direction reunion at some point. How can this happen to someone so young and so successful, with so much more to give? We are united in heartbreak. Faith May, top right, says she saw the group 4 times in concert. Eleanor, from Middlesbrough, said she was a One Direction fangirl in primary school. We would go around on the playground and talk about our crushes from the band, she said. For the then 9-year-old, Payne was her celebrity crush. I had a One Direction backpack, I think, probably the odd t-shirt, but sure I can remember the blow-up sofa which had all the members' faces on it, she said. The college student said after the band split, listening to Payne's solo music while playing video games helped her to relax. The 18-year-old also described how she was looking forward to a reunion and said she found Payne inspiring for being quite open about his battle with addiction. Even though he might be seen as a controversial person, it is a tragedy, and I do feel sorry for everyone who looked up to his band, his family, and friends. Beth Lewis. Payne granted Beth Lewis's wish to sing to One Direction. Beth Lewis, from Darlington, was 6 years old in 2014 when Payne made her wish come true, to sing to him and One Direction. Beth has a heart condition and Payne had been an ambassador of the children's charity Rays of Sunshine, which aims to brighten the lives of seriously ill children by granting them wishes. Now 16, remembering the day she said, I also got tickets to a concert afterwards to go with my mom and dad. It was thrilling. The thought of me being there singing with them was an utter pleasure. Me and Liam also share the same birthday, August 29th, so I will 100% be celebrating his birthday next year in memory of him. Speaking of the event for sick children, her mother Nicola said, they invited her down on the little stage and, yeah, she sang a song with them, one of their songs, and she was the lead singer and they were like the backing singers and it was lovely. It's really sad to hear Liam has lost his life for whatever reason. Jane Sharp, trustee at Rays of Sunshine, said Payne through his unwavering kindness brought so much joy to the lives of the seriously ill children whose wishes he helped the charity grant. His legacy will live on in the cherished memories he helped create, she added. One Direction / Vivo, Jo Shatford met Liam on her honeymoon and the moment ended up being captured in the One Thing music video. Ong Harrod Bins, from Stevenage, met Payne and the group in their early days. On my 30th birthday I saw them coming out of Yo Sushi with their manager, the One Direction fan said. I was like, oh my gosh. This is amazing. But despite their manager saying she could not take a picture, it was Payne and Harry Styles who convinced him otherwise as it was her birthday. Liam was really lovely. He stood out as very down-to-earth and appreciative. They hadn't released any music yet so we got to chat a while. Jo Shatford, from Bristol, also had a chance encounter with Payne whilst on her honeymoon in London. At the time the group were filming the One Thing music video. I saw a gaggle of girls around and realized they were filming the music video, she said. I managed to get a picture with Liam. He was very nice. He gave me a lovely photo and told me it was nice to meet. Jo then featured in the music video. Despite not being a super fan, she says meeting Liam and being in the video is her fun fact till this day. Whenever the song comes on in public, my son tells people that Mum is in the music video. Additional reporting by Paige Neil Holder, Liam Payne.